In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Today's celebration of Pentecost is in many ways a celebration of the birthday of the church. Did you do a little of that in Sunday school today? Okay. So one day over 2,000 years ago, with a rush of wind and a burst of flame, Jesus' promised Holy Spirit comes down to dwell in the apostles, and they go to the four corners of the world, including Armenia, sharing the good news of Jesus, which is how the church was born. But this is a strange, strange birthday. First, because we aren't exactly sure which day it was, what happened, and who was there. And the second reason is strange is because no one person received all the gifts on this birthday. Instead, everyone gave gifts away. This was a strange birthday indeed. But maybe if we look at our birthdays, it's not as strange as it seems. Whose birthday just happened or is coming up? Anyone have a birthday coming up or just happened? Okay, very good. Oh yeah, Mark, that's right. Yeah, so Mark, what do you remember from your birthday? No, your original birthday, when you were born. What was that day like? Anybody remember their actual day of their birth? Nora? No, Nora, we can't recall anything really from our birthdays. I mean, thanks to our parents, we know the date, we know the time. But that's actually like Pentecost, the birthday of the church. We don't know the day or the time. In fact, Pentecost changes every year. It moves around with Easter. So last year it was June 8th. Next year it will be May 16th. So we don't know the exact day of the church's birth. We also don't know how it happened. We read simply, like I told you, that it was miraculous, that the Holy Spirit came down in wind and flames, fire. We don't even know who precisely was there. It was actually written that the Holy Spirit not only descended on the 12 apostles, right? But it descended upon all those gathered, at least 120 people, but maybe 500 people. So here it is, a birthday where we don't know the day, we don't know what happened exactly, and who exactly was born there. Yet we know it happened because this many years later, there's 2.5 billion Christians in the world church. So this is strange. Until we stop to think about it, maybe we recall so few details from our own birth or the church's birth because the details of that one day in the past is not so important of the day we came to life as the fact that we're still alive today, right? That's what a birthday celebrates. It's not so important that on February 28th, 1974, I came to life. What's important is that I'm still alive. Parkastudzo. That's what a birthday is. Who needs gifts for a birthday? If you woke up, if you're breathing, if you're moving, if you're living, you've received the only true gift from God. So go and share that gift with others the best you can every minute of every day. That's the only birthday gift we need. And unlike any other gift, the more you give this one away, the more there is. You never run out. And that's where this very interesting image of a flame and a fire comes into play on Pentecost. Maybe it's why we have candles on our birthday cake. Think about it. Fire on a candle gives light, right? It gives light and warmth by itself. What happens if we light other candles from that one? Does the first candle lose its light? No. The light spreads. The room gets brighter and brighter. The Holy Spirit is like that flame. On Pentecost, the Spirit came like fire, and each disciple received that flame. They went out into the world, and they shared the light of Christ with others. And the more they shared it, the brighter the world has become. Thaddeus and Bartholomew brought that light to Armenia. Gregory, our illuminator, passed it on through the ages, and we passed on the flame, reborn in the spirit of Christ's love. And for those of you who need to see it, to believe it, behold what happened right here in the course of our lifetimes at Christ Church in Pinellas Park, Florida. St. Hagop Armenian Church was born and carries on the flame. And so you and I are today to be like burning candles. Yes, even you are to be like burning candles. When you show kindness, yes, Lauren, when you show kindness, you are shining God's light. When you learn to meet God in worship on Sunday like we do, or you pray for others in need, you are shining God's light. When you volunteer to be a Sunday school teacher, when you are on parish council, when you host a coffee hour, when you push the trash can around during coffee hour, you are shining God's light. And this light not only brightens the four walls of our church, but it spreads to our homes and to our schools and to the entire world. So this then is what a true birthday is all about. It's not just some obscure day in the past that we get further and further away from each year. It's the celebration of the gift of life that we're given each and every day, including today. And so the great joy of Pentecost, the birthday of the church, as well as each of our own birthdays, is to recognize this gift of life for what it is and to pass it on. To be like a candle that spreads the warmth and the light of Christ to others as it was done for us, now and always, and unto the ages of ages. Amen.